other words, I was requesting that he put that in the paper. And he said he would. Next
morning, did you go out there?
Sir?
Did you later go out there?
No, sir. The next morning, there was a, I think this was Saturday, I got it, there was one paragraph. I cut it out, pasted it in that folder right there to use to help me in my work. I can show it. Then, the next thing I knew, I guess it was probably Monday. This was just issues of the paper apart. It was a series. I came into my office about 5 o'clock. I usually do. I was informed Mr. Edmondson had just left. I ran down to try to catch him. Couldn't he gotten away? I came back to the office, waited, and finally got him back at the paper. This was between 5 and 6. I don't know anything. Talked to him for a few minutes. Said he'd like to talk some more. I said, all right. Went on over to the paper. I took that with. I said, thank you a lot, Mr. Edmondson. It's not too much, but it's more than the press. The press didn't even mention it. I said, could we get some more? I said, could we get it blown up? Could we get some headlines or something? And more or less agreed we would. I wanted something that people could really see. Then I showed him, I said, well, if you really want something to put in there, we'll get your picture. Then when you show them the clipping, they'll notice quite all right, too. And the rest of the time was spent when I went back to have my picture taken. And I was not in favor of that. I was not seeking publicity. I was shaking when I was taking the picture. And I've sort of been shaking since. But I did it. Nothing came out in the paper the next morning. That time, it was 5 o'clock when I got to the office. I went down to the street to look for him, came back up, called the paper once, he hadn't gotten there. Called back again, he had gotten there, talked to him and went out to the paper. Talked to him and had my picture taken and left at 6 o'clock. The best estimate I can give of talking to him was 10 to 15 minutes at that time. Just everything considered.
Well,
there was nothing but just conversation about that one article. Now, it was the next night, this interview at night, it was the next night at my home, was when this, it was, I believe it was 2 hours, he was probably there that long alone, was when the rest of it took place.
Did he come to your home before or after this article of September 12th was written?
He's not here. Won't see him. Since that's written, he won't answer my phone calls. He won't come to the phone. I've never seen him until we got down to court here.
Then your statement is when you went to the Baptist Publishing Company before this article was written, you only requested that he emphasize Judge Battle's order pertaining to witnesses talking to attorneys.
Yes, sir. I wanted to get it as big as possible. I'll admit that. I wanted to get it in headlines across the front page.
And it was later he came to your home in the presence of another man and
yes, sir.
Interrogated you, did
it? No, sir. It wasn't interrogation.
What did you sit down and just write him out?
Yes, sir. No, sir.
Really, out what?
He came in and I said, well, I hadn't seen the article yet. So we talked about it a little bit more. And he said, well, there was something about it. It'd like to be something to go with it. And now, I'm not being facetious now. It was just a friendly conversation some men talking. And he said, well, if there was something to go with it, to really blow it up. And I said, well, I'll see if I can arrange for him to get married. That really ought to blow it up.
You were being facetious.
I was being facetious. It was just, it was ridiculous. Anyhow, it was just, we just very briefly went over what we'd gone over at the office. And then something came to him, I said, And he flopped that notebook shut, put it in his pocket. He said, this is all off the record. Now, we had a long conversation. I was trying my best to make friends with that man. I did not give away any information that would be, I've been this a long time. I don't hand out information I worked that hard for. We talked about a lot of things. I I can see how this came about. Both of us were trying to sell somebody something. I wanted this built up that I could talk to the witnesses. We'd talk a little while and something would come back about the condition. I'd already told him, I told him way before that, that I never had been in jail, didn't know anything about it. And it was just friendly banter. Like this, he says, do you think he's bugged? I says, he's got buzzy Dwight, and we're all bugged. I was making a pun. He was talking about a microphone, and I was talking about the... I didn't mean any harm to it, Mr. Dwight, for saying that. I think some of the things that... Then he came back. We talked a while about something else, and he says, what do you think about these electronic devices in the jail? I said, I'm not worried about the electronic devices in that jail. I'm worried about the electronic devices in the room at Nashville. It was, that was just bad. I was trying to make friends. He already closed his book up and put it in his pocket. The press sergeant cut us out completely. I've got one little paragraph from him. I wanted more than that. But as we talked about everything, it would come back to the jail, to the ship. And somebody said something like this. Well, if you're so interested in a man, if I moved him out of the jail into the Peabody Hotel tonight, that wouldn't do any good. Get some of these witnesses opened up. Get my case prepared. If you want to help the man, help me get this case prepared and ready to go. And kept coming back to Dill and kept coming back to Sheriff Morris. And finally I said, I'm going to tell you the way I stand on that. I know Sheriff Morris. Boy, I vote for him. I think he's a fine man. But I don't believe he, Chief Parker, either one would do anything to harm anybody. And then something came back about, without knowing, cause this man to lose his mind. Could he be trying to do right, and then this effect would happen anyhow? And I says, I don't know then, but I don't know what I said about the man's mind. I'm about to get worried about losing mine right now.
But after your conversation,
I was what I said. By the way, now I work for Big Art. Friend, Mr. Haynes. I said, any of this has to be cleared with him. I said, but when I called you the other night, I'd already checked up with him. And he said at that time he would either call or that he had planned to go to Birmingham. I had already gotten a little suspicious. There was something there I couldn't put my finger on.
Did you tell him to use his own judgment about what he put in the newspaper?
We were referring to trying to add something to this story to get it bigger and everything like that.
The story
I asked, he says, that was
what
the story was. I said,
people?
I was going to help the man get married. But he said, could add something to it? Would it be bigger, get more attention?
You're talking about the story regarding
that I requested, yes.
Judge Battle's order standing to witnesses, talking to the attorneys.
And I did say
you told him to use his own judgment about that,
about using something to blow that story out.
Do I understand from your testimony that Mr. Edmondson was pumping you with information and you were making facetious remarks back to him?
No, see, he wasn't pumping me, Vance. Maybe it wasn't that. It was just because he was making suggestions to me. All of this. Mr. Edmondson, I had heard something right back there the previous Friday. Wasn't any startling news to me or anything. But just more or less comments. Well, go so-and-so, now what do you think about that? Well, so-and-so, what do you think about that? And I just asked, wasn't interested in it. I think that my whole attitude was summed up in that, and I'm trying to be funny. When I said, I'm not worried about that electronic device in the Shelby County Jail. I'm worried about that electronic device at the National.
In response to his,
when he basically, well, he said something.
Right,
about,
you yes. made some joking remark to
yes.
him.
That's
right?
Yes.
And some day,
all after he said, well, Bob, then flopped his, flipped the top of his notebook down, and put down in his right hand jacket pocket.
And you did not go to him, seeking Buffalo Ted, and give him these statements verbatim, direct quotes, as he said that you did?
No, sir, I did not. I don't talk like that. I just don't use that kind of language. I'm not, I'll admit, I'm not a real smart boy. I don't have the easy use of language like you do. Anybody knows me could read that, and they know that's just not the way I talk, I think.
You again deny that you made these statements in this article, September 12th?
Yes, sir, I do.
You again deny that you willfully and deliberately violated the orders of this court pertaining to pre-trial publicity?
Yes, sir, I do.
No further questions. Mr. Hayes, I have a question, sir. As I understand it's your position, that the interview in the paper didn't take place over a period of 2 hours, like 4:30 to 6:15, but only 10 minutes, is that right?
It was after 5 and 6 when I left and left from there. By that time, I was kept going and talking and thought I was going to get my picture.
Well, how long the interview did
I guess 10 to 15 minutes. I just didn't.
Right,
but it could have been 2 hours, sir, I'm sure.
Sir?
It could have been 2 hours because from the time I knew he was looking for me until it was over with, it was just an hour.
And your statement also is that all of this information that's contained in Exhibit 7, which is the article by Mr. Edmondson, was not given by you to Mr. Edmondson.
That's right. I didn't say that.
It was given by you to Mr. Edmondson.
I didn't say all of it.
Well, I'm sorry. Excluding the parts talking about making interviewing easier for you.
Make
the other parts about Mr. Ray's health and the communist police agents no. and all that. You said that's not given by you.
Now, the part there at the bottom, and Mr. Sheriff Marsh, that is that is roughly similar to something you said.
And you say that the interview that took place in your home for 2 hours took place before this article came out?
Yes, sir.
Not after?
Yes, sir.
And you say that you were discussing some things with Mr. Edmondson, but that he closed his book up and said everything else is off the record?
Yes, sir.
After he said everything else is off the record, did you give him some of the information that appears in this article?
No, sir. So that information, he mentioned things like that. But as far as giving information, there's nothing there that Mr. Edmondson and I both didn't hear sitting right back in the courtroom there. Well, as far as there's nowhere to give it to him, and I didn't bring it up. He'd say something like that, and I'd just make some kind of a gag. I was trying to be funny, man. I was really
trying to give. He told you that you had to have something to kind of blow the story up in order to have more than just that one little part about you needing to have a clear investigation.
That's when I told him we ought to have Ray get married. I said I thought that was really good, and I didn't. That was a joke.